But what's the name of this animal that keeps milk?
Kicks milk that keeps milk.
Now, the ones you drive carts with, this animal that you drive carts with, if you had four of them, you would say you were driving two
cows.
Two blanks of oxen. Or let me put it another way. In our grandfather's time, what kinds of animals were used to pull heavy loads besides horses?
Mules.
A little one, now we're still talking about animals. A little one, when it's first born, the female is called a... It's a little animal. Not a full-fledged cow. But this is a little cow. What do you call it? What do you call a baby cow?
Calf.
Uh-huh. What do you call the male horse?
Colt.
A male.
Male horse. Yes,
a boy horse. What do you call a boy horse? What do you call a male horse?
Well, I call him a stud.
Okay. Riding animals are called what?
Riding now.
Riding animals.
Well, I call it a race horse.
A horse, right?
Yes.
A female horse would be called a what? Do you know?
No, I don't know that.
If you didn't know how to ride, you would say, I have never
rode
a horse.
I never rode a horse. That's what I would say. I never rode a horse.
Uh-huh. Now, if you couldn't stay on it, you say, I fell off. Okay. Say a little child went to sleep in bed and found himself on the floor in the morning. He'd say, I must have
fell out the bed.
The things that you would put on a horse's feet to protect them from the road, what would you call them?
Horseshoes.
The parts of a horse's feet that you put the shoes onto would be called what? The game you play with them, it's called what? The game you play with the thing, the shoes that the horse wears, what do you call it? The game you play with it.
You chunk it.
Yeah, and ring. What do you call that game?
Horseshoe game.
The male sheep is called a what? What's the male sheep, the boy sheep called? Got those long horns up there. What do you call it?
A bull.
Sheep.
Sheep. Talking about sheep.
A male sheep. What did you call it back then?